without with it. A couple weeks ago, which usually happens, this guy, right? This guy I talked to, I'll say I see him on a consistent basis. We don't necessarily chop it up like that anymore. We used to. When I used to tell him all this stuff, man. Because he come in like chicks do and want to talk about his relationships and want people to be involved and tell him what they think he should do, this, that, and other. And then he wind up not listening in the end. And it's the classic example, because I made an example out of this before. When I talk about you giving somebody the answer, you showing them the way. They come to you for the vision, for the guidance. You give it to them. And then, not even 2 minutes later, because they don't have anything bigger to tackle now, that they have an answer that you gave them, that they have a decision made for them, that's now out of the way and off their plate. Now, what else do you channel your energy towards? So, classic example, you give them the answer now, and 2 minutes later, you're talking to it, talking towards a problem with somebody else. Same thing happened. I tell this guy last week, I said, look, man, he came to me with something he brought me before in a previous situation he was in. And the time before, I sent him some material that covers what he was going through. It was the King Flex 7 Levels of Disrespect. Where Flex talked about how disrespect starts early and it escalates. And basically, long story short, by the time you get to level 5 and 6 and all that, you're getting towards such contempt and disrespect that you're now in the danger of physical harm. And it was probably a few years ago that I sent the guy this. So recently, he basically has an identical problem that he had before. And that shows what I tell people. If you don't correct what you got going on, you're going to turn 8 out of 10 women you deal with into the same woman in the same situation over and over again. It's something you're mismanaging to the point where they're coming at your throat. You're creating a monster out of the women. Even if she wasn't necessarily negative or coming for your throat to begin with, if you're so sloppy and so needy and she picks up on that, which she will, because she'll test you repeatedly. And if every test shows that you'll do what you can to supplicate to keep that constant vagina within arm's reach and on your bed at a consistent rate, on a consistent basis, then once she sees you need her like that, you don't have better options. She's going to try you. I don't care if she's a 5.5. By the time she knows you're basically making her the only vagina on earth, she's going to try you. And she's going to get more bold and more disrespectful as time goes by. So without me getting into the particulars of what he had going on, I gave him a simple answer. First, I preface it with what I normally preface things with now. Some version of, though you specialize in not listening, and though at this point I tell people for pretty much no reason, I'm going to give this to you because you're going to benefit from being in my presence. I'm going to make it quick, and I'm going to say it once. Boom, game and answer. This is what you do. You said you want to put it out by the end of the weekend when Monday comes, which is already a cop-out, because why are you waiting until Monday, by the way? I said, okay, cool, Monday. Monday's your day. There you go. So by the time Tuesday comes, I don't want to hear nothing about this broad no more. Basically, she was disrespecting, according to him, you know. I always say it that way, according to the person who's telling me. According to him, she's disrespectful, this, that, and other. Now, of course, I give him a diet version of, it got here, and whose fault is it that it's here? He acknowledges, yeah, it's my fault. Yeah, you right. Yeah, you right. All right? It got there because of you. She got it so messy that she involved her relatives, according to him. And you went out your way to explain yourself to the relatives. And you went out of your way to say sorry and apologize and say, baby, what's wrong, to her. So you're just making vast mistakes in the game. basically where you are now, the only way to correct it is to scrap it and step past it. See, that's what I tell married men, is that you made so many mistakes leading up to where you are, you just can't do a 180 right quick. I can't tell you all the things, boom, you lay it down, ironclad, do this, do that, stop doing that. You're not going to be able to bring such drastic change that quickly. So with married guys or guys who made so many mistakes early in the game, and now this is your pattern, now this is who you are, she knows who you are because she deals with you. This is what you do. This is how you slowly start to stop the wheels from spinning against you. And I probably told this story before with the married guy. I told him, when you leave home off of work, because your wife has your schedule and has an itinerary for you, when you get off work, next time she calls and asks, what time you getting off, when you going to be home, you be like, I'll let you know when I get there. It'll break pattern, but it's subtle enough to where it's making a difference, but it's not going to draw a red flag from her. You're not totally acting brand new. Something simple to implement like that, I told her. Create an hour for yourself at the work. That way you can create something for yourself that's more valuable than what you got going on at home. You done made your entertainment your life. So you need to add something that you see as valuable, so you're not hugging home so tough. Because it's creating resentment. She don't respect you because she's the best you got going on. Now, this is a different guy than I started explaining about earlier. I'll get back to him. But basically what I told him, you got to implement change on a small scale. Something effective but subtle. Create the eye for yourself by getting off work and simply not explaining yourself. Where you're going, what time you get back. I'll let you know when I get there, or you'll see me when I get there, if you're there, right? You can give her a window. Yeah, I'm about to get off work. She can be like, what time you get home? Well, she's going to be expecting you to get home from your job in 25 minutes, because it's 25 minutes away. And when she questions like, where were you? Like, don't answer. Something like that will start to wedge a little bit of room to get her hands off your neck. Right? For you to maneuver correctly. Because right now the problem this man and the other man I spoke of earlier have is they got to the point where the woman has completely bodied them, and it's overtly and covertly manhandled them at this stage in the game. So she's a tyrant at this stage in the game because of you, not because of her. Even if she would have tried, if you had any type of rules in place, if you had any type of standard in place, and if she came this way and didn't change over time, she shouldn't have been able to make your roster. Which indicates what? If she came in anything resembling the monster you allowed her to become, because you didn't have rules. Why? You didn't have standard. Why? Because you don't have self-respect. Why? Because your self-esteem is a wreck. Why? Because you got poor habits. Why? Because you don't have a purpose. Why? Because you don't know your strengths. You don't know your reason for doing things. Why? You don't have direction. Why? You don't have vision. And ultimately, you don't have game. So what I do is not only help you with relationships, I help you with life. So when life has you by the throat like your woman, this can be rectified on a small, simple level before it spins out of control. And once things are coming from so many angles, you lost such a handle on it, you can't tell what's coming from where. So, back to the guy. So we had in our mind, okay, Monday come, Tuesday come, you're going to drop this girl, and we don't bring up the conversation again. Because we both agree here, what I said makes sense, obviously. Now it's on you to carry it out. So that means, and early in that conversation, he was talking about how he want to get his money straight and get serious about what he's tackling and investments and this, that, and other. I said, beautiful. Now, as you said all that earlier, all this thing about your woman afterward is nothing to do with your investments. So where your energy is going has nothing to do with what you say you want, does it? So you acknowledge you wasted time by putting feelings in the story and then relaying the story to me. You do get that. So if you do this past this point, you wasted a weekend and whatever else leading up to Monday and Tuesday or beyond, burning energy in an area that has nothing to do with what you say you want your end goal to be. Right or wrong? Right. Beautiful. So today, after a couple weeks, you know, telling me a story, man, my girl, I'm like, hold up. Now, it's only been a couple weeks, so it must be the same girl, I'm assuming. Or maybe he met somebody else, and it's his girl that fast already, right? So obviously, he went back on what he said he was going to do, which means he's tying more energy into a place he doesn't need to. And it's not her fault. He doesn't even have to necessarily get rid of her, right? But at this point, he's saying extreme things because he's emotional like her. She brought him eye to where all the emotional irrationality he has, the emotional irrationality he has now. That's how he's acting. So she's dominating his thoughts. He can deal with her or not. It's not a big thing. It's not about her. But because he doesn't have anything going on, he can't concentrate on anything long enough, this becomes his world again. Which sets you up for further levels of disrespect, which obviously now she knows she can just do anything. She'll bring in another partner, and before she gets rid of you, she's going to bring in another situation. And once she has that lifeline that she's comfortable with, she's going to get even bolder and more disrespectful with you, because now she doesn't have to worry about coming back home. Why? She's in his crib. She drives his car. Like, come on, man. Like, come on. So once she sets up what she wants outside, or something she's comfortable with, she just can destroy him totally. And then what's going to happen, she's going to get so disrespectful that he's going to say things out of emotion that later on, when she leaves him and stops dealing with him, he's going to feel like he done something wrong, because he's going to go back apologizing, because he's going to realize all the things he said when he was emotional. Right? So they're just having this emotional seesaw back and forth. I hate you, I love you. And all that means for a man is you had nothing better going on. This means those silly thoughts you have, the counting other people's money, the being a spectator, this prevents you from having something in place to where you put your concentration. And this same guy I talked about, man, I can't wait to get my money right, this, that, and that. So they go through waves. Once in a while, they see something that makes them think, oh, I got to be serious. I need an investment. I need to invent something. Invest in what? Invent what? Because you are where you place your time. You are the joke that you live. So invest in what? Create what? But when they get those flashes, when they think they're serious right quick, then they start scrambling. I got to do X, Y, Z, X, Y, Z. But it's going to dissipate once their concentration wanes again. Right? And I can say that and it can make sense, but it doesn't mean they'll follow over a long course of time. See, someone pointing things out and pointing you in the correct direction, pointing out your faults, and giving you an action plan and things to get rid of them, tactics to help you get rid of your poor habits, it has to be maintained, not only pointed out. That's why you pay for coaching. As the real Brad Lee says, training isn't something you did, it's something you do. So me correcting you once and seeing you on the correct course doesn't matter, because you can't sustain it on your own. You need the coaching on a consistent basis. Which means for those guys who like to leave me and come back, try to come around, soak up my ideas or my plans and have a feel for where I'm going next, because somehow in their mind they value my vision. So they try to get an idea of what I value and what I'm going after. So they come around and get an idea and step back off. You know what I mean? Thinking they got my formula. It has to be maintained. And I can't tell you what I'll be doing next week, because I don't know what I'll be doing next week. So in order for you to benefit from being around me, or anybody who's closely connected to the game, right? Is to have consistent, sustained interaction, dealings with, and direction from the coaching, the leadership. Contrary to what you think, despite what you know you're supposed to be, a leader. You can't be a leader if you're not a quality follower. If you're a poor student, you will not be a quality coach. You will not be a quality teacher. It contradicts itself. Because you have to value intel. You have to actively search for things that have you thinking on a higher level. For a higher self. Because you competing with other people only matters to a certain degree. It's cool initially, but ultimately you'll see that once you get to the point where you have a good grasp of what you're doing wrong and you get the handle on getting out of your own way, you already beat regular people. So they're not your measuring stick no more because they can't get out of their own way, basically. They stick their own roof over their head, the roof of growth. And it doesn't raise because they don't tackle their problems. Why? They're not gamed up enough to pick up on it. And then second, they're not strong enough to accept what they come across. They'll project outwards to others. They have disdain for the problems other people have and what they do wrong. And I don't like how he does that. And they turn the critic because it's easier to project outwards then accept it in yourself. And of course, the only reason you pick up on it is because you have it. You have a version of it. As I spoke on plenty of times. But even me saying all that, I mean, though it makes sense while you're hearing right now, the moment this cuts off, if you're silly, you're going to be distracted again. Which is why you need a coaching around you on a consistent basis in order to break habit and set you and keep you going in a certain direction. Those are your braces. I'm the game. You understand? So that guy, yeah, his girlfriend. I didn't dive into it or inquire, but I'm to assume that's the same woman. So that means he spent the last 2 weeks burning time. But always remember this. When people come to you with their relationship problems, as I always say, they're not really looking for an answer. They have life problems. They can't figure out their next step, supposedly. They're not looking for an answer. In most cases, they're not. Because most of the time, 9 out of 10, we know what we're doing wrong and what we're not doing enough of. We know what's getting in our way. We know it. When you come around to coaching, all the coaching really does is highlight it for you. He doesn't let you duck that strong percentage of your character that you like to ignore and not acknowledge is there. He confirms it for you. So I'll say it simple. This is the easiest way I can put it to encapsulate everything I just said. If you don't have active coaching around you, if you do not make it a point to train, if you do not make it a point to take in game, you're bluffing, you're wasting time, you're playing around. Just quit and do something you're actually going to do. Or do nothing. But don't cry about it, though. Sit in the corner and lose quietly. Get it? Respect the game. You do little, you get little. But even more so than that, be kind, be pleasant, and be great. Freeze this, freeze that.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.